USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has done the unthinkable, left Americans behind in a war zone. As the last American troops flew out of the Kabul airport, the Taliban, in brand new American uniforms, with brand new machine guns and brand new equipment, took over the Kabul airport. The damage from Hurricane Ida still has roughly 1 million people without power. With the sweltering temperatures, this only adds to the natural disaster. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on NBC News.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Federal Trade Commission is going after Big Oil. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to crack down on gasoline price manipulation and unlawful mergers among big oil companies. FTC Chair Lina Khan telling the White House they will investigate abuses in the franchise market for retail fuel stations. Going forward, the FTC will challenge mergers where dominant players in the industry are buying family-run businesses. Khan adding they will reimpose prior approval requirements and probe practices related to fuel stations that are franchised. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The governors of California and Nevada declared states of emergency Monday as the fast-moving Caldor fire prompted officials to tell everyone in the city of South Lake Tahoe to evacuate. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in Alpine, Amador, and Placer counties. The Caldor fire has consumed 186,000-plus acres. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The U.S. Embassy announced on its website that it has shut down operations on Tuesday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan. They say they will continue to assist U.S. citizens and families still in Afghanistan from outside the country. Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do: get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces all over the world. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
You know, it started with saving one commando. A bunch of Green Berets and SEALs and Marines off just said, you know what, we're not going to get angry, we're going to get to work. And so we focused on honoring the promise that our government didn't. We put together, we used our cell phones, our relationships, and relationships inside the airport. And in 3 days, we managed to sneak in about 700 Afghans through holes in the fence, sewage canals, and now we're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him in the States soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.